What's that smell? Who let the dogs out? Mike, when are we going curling?
When all the Olympic hubbub dies down.
What's your name? What's your quest? What's your favorite color? What's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? How is the IMT pain Mike doing?
Well,
I guess. Do you think I'm sexy? That was his question.
Barking up the wrong tree there, Larry.
Who the hell do you think you are? Can I get 50 Cent?
Did he spell it Fitty?
F-I-D-D-Y.
Aw.
Are you regretting the decision to make me a regular on the show?
Absolutely not.
And David Duchovny.
Why won't you love me? Welcome to Nerd Burger, episode 52.
52?
Hey, you know what that means.
It means we made it a year.
One day shy of a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Close enough. We had debate on that. Like, is 52 the 1 year or is 53 the 1 year? He's Mike.
And he's Craig. And here we are.
Wow. Well, we've made it a lot longer than most of the podcasts on the internet. Remember back in about the fifth episode or so, you were asking?
Pod fading?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this means we can quit now, right?
Right, sure.
A milestone achieved. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Who cares that we spent all this money on this equipment,
which we're
actually going to talk about today.
We can sell it on eBay.
Yeah, I know. But we'll get like, you know, $10 for it. It's all a year old. Everything's past its warranty except for maybe...
No. It's well seasoned.
I think the mixer's on a two year. I don't remember. One of them's something here. We might have gotten better than 1 year warranties on one or two things. We'd have to look.
Did we get extended warranties
again? We didn't do anything really big.
We did get extended warranties, but I think we extended on the microphones.
Maybe on the microphones, yeah,
because it was available three years maybe
something.
Oh crap! We got to do this for two more years.
Look at the paperwork. Thanks a lot. I'm tired of having Craig over to my house every weekend.
It's not you. I'm tired of having guests over to my house every
weekend. Well, hey. Our guests are
No. I
good
like
people.
I like our guests individually, but every week.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to my house. Would you like something to drink? Playing host. I've had more people over to my house in the last year than I think ever in my life.
Okay, well, that's something we've learned about Mike over the past year. But we'll get to that as well.
On some level, I enjoy it.
But let's do this.
Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary.
Do you recognize where this is from?
I've heard versions of it many places, but where is it originally from?
I don't know if it's original there, but that's from the Flintstones.
That didn't sound like the Flintstones.
No, it didn't, but it was Fred Barney and a bunch of other people.
Huh.
Playing the piano and singing that to
So we started the year
Wilma.
With the Jetsons, and
exactly.
Now we're ending it with the Flintstones.
Well done.
Way to bring it around.
Yeah. The Jetsons is just the Flintstones in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That was the point of that.
Well, where the hell's Matthew? Oh, he was just here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He's probably doing some of this family.
People and their kids.
With his man-child.
Mm-hmm. His jerk kid.
His two jerk kids.
Well, we don't know for sure. Have we heard stories about the other one being a jerk?
I might have. I don't think he's told any on the air. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, supposedly.
I'm sure he'll haul the daughter along one of these times because she's expressed an interest.
He did threaten to do that.
Yes, he will. So, is there anything you want to do before the news?
Yeah, let's just jump right in.
Hope you got some stuff, because I don't got much.
I don't have much, but I have some stuff.
Okay. Go for it.
Call back to last week.
Uh-huh.
Josh, you need to have your cat sound effect ready.
Okay.
Family calls 911 after crazed cat attacks baby, holds owners hostage.
A crazed cat is behind bars after it attacked a baby and held an Oregon family hostage in a bedroom, forcing them to call 911. According to KPTV, the ferocious feline, a 22-pound Himalayan named Lux, quote, Lux, yes.
Lux.
Went over the edge Sunday evening after it was punished for scratching a couple's seven-month-old baby. The baby was not injured. Oh, thank God. When the peeved pet began charging at its owners, the family and their dog hid in a bedroom where they called 911. Quote, he's got kind of a history of violence, the caller said, adding that the cat continued to charge whenever they tried to open the door. When officers arrived on the scene, the fat cat, quote, attempted to flee custody.
You know what takes care of this problem?
Yeah. By running into the kitchen. Police used a dog snare to trap Lux in a crate.
Oh, they squeeze caged him.
Yeah. The cat remained behind bars in the custody of the family, and officers cleared the scene and continued to fight crime elsewhere in the city. Portland police said in a press release, and we'll link to the press release. It's pretty funny.
You hear this story comes up every so often of some cat that just goes mental.
Yeah.
And goes after the family,
yeah.
Bites and latches on and all that.
I was waiting for that to happen with ours.
Years ago, I heard the story of the cat that went crazy. Went down. The story was that the cat went into the basement and came back up like a changed cat.
Oh, yeah. Was that on our show that we listened
yeah.
to?
Yeah. And the cat went nuts and started hissing and chasing people around and biting and scratching. And the cops had to come in and they caught the cat upstairs. So at one point, there's a cop walking up the stairs leveling his gun.
Yeah.
And that cat's at face level. And they had to put a couple of rounds into him. And the cat was so hopped up on adrenaline that it ran away.
Full of lead.
And jumped in the bathtub and died 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if that cat was infected with the zombie virus, he would have turned immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would have been a zombie cat within moments.
Yeah. Here's a screenshot here of the 911 call.
Okay.
Caller, he's charging at us. He's at our door. Bedroom door. Dispatch. One moment, okay. In the background, the cat.
They've got it in there phonetically.
R-A-A-A-A-A-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-R exclamation point.
That deserves like 3 exclamation points.
I know. Yeah. And an 11D.
Wow.
So there you go.
Crazy cats.
That was it. That's my news.
Okay. Call back to last week as well.
Oh, okay.
Remember how we talked about popcorn time?
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. How about that?
They took it down.
That didn't take
mere days after they put it up because somebody came knocking at the door, I'm sure, with a summons or with a you've been served. Some bike messenger came up to him, or some guy posing as a pizza delivery or flower delivery said, can I talk to, Mr. Breaking the Law on the Internet?
Yeah,
I'm Mr. Breaking the Law on the Internet. Here you go. You've been served.
Yep.
And that didn't last very long.
So I hope
we can link to the story, but basically they try to spin it as like, it's a problem inherent in the system, and it's not about people stealing stuff, and it's about how the system doesn't allow freedom of information and like being able to do this and that, and like making themselves out to be like, no, basically you guys piddled yourself and ran away from lawsuits is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Because you were about to be, it was only a matter of time before they would become very, 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 very indicted.
I read some of that, and the gist of it was nothing we were doing was illegal, but we're stopping anyway because.
Yeah, and it was a lot of, well, I don't really want to say it's because we crapped ourselves. And people came after us and said, don't you dare. Did you hear what else was, what happened here? What was it? On the 12th, March 12th, 25th anniversary of the World Wide Web.
You didn't give me time to do the math in my head.
Sorry. The World Wide Web was
1989.
Born on March 12th, 1989, when Tim Berners-Lee, a British computer scientist and former CERN employee, wrote a proposal for what would eventually become the World Wide Web. Now, the internet existed before that. The internet and the World Wide Web are two different things.
And what computer was he using when he did that?
Probably a Mac.
Close.
I don't know.
A Next computer.
A Next?
Next.
I don't know what that is.
That's where Steve Jobs went, in between Apple and Apple.
Okay. Oh, right, when he was fired before he came back.
Well, while he was also doing Pixar.
right.
he was doing Next.
Okay.
And then the reason Apple brought him back was they bought Next in order to use the operating system, the Next operating system, which became OS X.
Gotcha.
Which we are still using today.
Okay, okay.
So.
All right, so that's news, huh? What do you want to talk about now? I'm out of stuff.
Oh, what's next on the list?
You pick.
How about, since we talked about TV, let's talk about one of the TV things we were going to talk about.
Okay. King of the Nerds?
Sure. Was there another TV thing we were going to talk about?
I don't know. You made it sound like there was one.
I couldn't remember.
We watched a movie on the TV.
Oh, that's
but
it.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So King of the Nerds ended.
Yep. All 8 episodes.
The sure. great marathon that was King of the Nerds.
Yeah, and as predicted, they brought everybody back.
Yep.
And, like and, they did last season, apparently.
I was a little disappointed because Zach didn't make it to the last episode. I wanted him to lose at the end.
Instead, you
spoiler,
got
spoiler, spoiler, spoilers.
You got to watch him stand around while someone else lost at the end.
Well, it's great because
his buddy,
right? We got to watch the two final nerds compete with their little team of nerdlings of the former people, you know, the people that were on the show that got kicked out,
who got to pick which team they wanted to be on, not the other way around.
Right, and they were lifelines basically for the final puzzles that they had to do, all these little math and logic puzzles and things. And you got to watch Zach just sitting there the whole time going, because he thought he knew whatever it was Jack was working on, and he was just ready to jump in there and save the day and be awesome and show off his 146 IQ. He just about pooped himself up there. Was waiting for it. Was waiting for them to be a shot of the crotch.
Oh, geez.
It just suddenly gets dark. He was so worked up. But that's that's how he is. He's always a coiled spring.
Speaking of pooping yourself, I learned something this week.
Good Lord.
In hindsight, this is just an aside. In hindsight, makes perfect sense, but I'd never thought about it.
All right.
If you're a woman and you're pregnant and you're giving birth, you poop.
Oh, yeah. That's been a joke on a number of sitcoms lately.
Yeah.
I've noticed that they like to point out to the you're going to pee, throw up, and poop during the course of labor.
Yeah, I've seen it in more than one place on TV in the last 2 weeks, and those are the first times I've heard of it.
There's a great bit on Scrubs. I know you don't watch the show, but they do this thing where JD is talking to there's somebody that's going to be having a baby, and they flash to one of his little fantasy sequences, and it's him in 50s doctor garb, and it's a black and white film of him talking to these this expectant couple, and he says something along the lines of, not many expectant mothers realize, but during the course of labor you are going to vomit, pee, and poop yourself in front of multiple people, and there's a 90% chance of vaginal tearing.
Yeah.
And the woman's like, ah!
One of the shows that we were watching,
the miracle of birth, everybody.
Yeah, one of the pregnant woman was asking another woman who had a baby, to describe all of this process, and the woman that had the baby said, "Oh yeah, it basically explodes," referring to the vagina.
Oh
yeah, you'd think there would be some kind of autonomic nervous system biological mechanism that would just kind of close everything off so you wouldn't pee and poop yourself, because the baby's coming out right there. You're gonna piss and shit on the brand new infant. I guess you got to get its immune system going right away. Why the kids are supposed to eat dirt and stuff.
I suppose
you're not supposed to coddle them and hose them down with hand sanitizer.
Just constantly protect them from every germ in the world so that they have no immunities.
Cover them with padding and helmets and
And I'm not going to go onto a rant here because I'd like to, even though I'd like to, but I'm going to just mention really quickly, hey, anti-vaccinator people, congratulations, you brought measles back.
Yeah, how about that?
A disease that we thought we wiped out 14 years ago. It's back. It's everywhere.
Damn hippies in California and they're...
Well done.
That's where it is, right? It's in California.
It's in everywhere.
It's everywhere?
Every big city in the country.
I thought it was just in
California.
Every
big city. New York, Baltimore, Cleveland, everywhere.
You should hear my sister talk about that. And in fact, We could have her talk about that.
That'd be nice. She's like a doctor person.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, she's got medical training. She knows her. She knows biology.
She's a piled higher and deeper doctor.
She's a what?
Piled higher and deeper. What letters do those start with?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The light bulb going on. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Ding. We need to get a bell.
Because we don't have enough sound effects.
No, we don't. We need a real bell, though.
Oh, like the actual little bellhop, mm-hmm. Front desk. Ding.
Yep.
No, thank you. We don't need to do that. Anyway, back to the King of the Nerds. Were you happy?
I thought we were done.
No, were you happy with our winner? We just talked about Zach. I was cool to see both of those two, Jack and.
Yeah. I didn't care.
What was
her
name? Kayla.
Kayla. Yep. The rocket scientist.
Actually, I didn't have much of an opinion of Kayla early on, but she grew on me toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
I found her to be one of the most genuine person on the show. She just seemed like, she's just, because Zach was always like Zach, and Jack was always really, he was always kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Awkward all the time.
Yeah. Well, that can be said about most of them.
And Xander was Xander,
Why is Xander why is Xander dressed like a vampire?
Well, they all seem to have this kind of shtick, and she was really matter of fact. Mm-hmm. That's the way she came across, so I kind of liked her. So she winded. That's 2 years in a row that a woman's won.
Yep. That a woman is king. Crown king.
Change it to Queen of the Nerds.
On the throne of games. Ha ha. Did they call it that last year?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was basically the same big thing, too. It's a big throne that's made out of, like...
hockey sticks and baseball bats.
Plastic
and
guns.
And guitar necks.
So we'll just have to wait another year before we can see who the next a-hole nerd is going to be, because that was kind of the reason I watched the show.
That was less painful than I thought it was going to be.
So it wasn't... Didn't make you run away going, oh my god.
Well, it was only 8 shows.
That's true.
I'll watch it again next year.
Good for you.
If they are on the air again next year.
As far as I know, they will be.
Okay. It's good to know that Bobby Carradine has work coming.
Has work coming.
Well, a paycheck.
He got mildly animated segment this week, last episode. He actually... He flashed an emotion on his face.
Yeah, he started participating more, halfway through the season.
That's okay. He can just sit there and be the no emotion guy, because Curtis Armstrong brings it in every episode.
I did enjoy Curtis Armstrong's shirts, his nerdy shirts. Did you notice that in the, I don't know if it was the first or second episode, he was wearing this shirt?
Oh, the Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock shirt, yeah.
That you and I both have, that you never seem to wear around me anymore.
I never wear over here, because I don't want to be like that guy.
That used to happen with me and James, our regular guest from Virginia, with Superchunk shirts and Frank Black shirts and beer shirts.
Sure. We had enough duplicates that you guys would show
Well,
up.
we went everywhere together and bought the shirts together. So we had the same wardrobe.
Yeah. That's less and less likely now, because there's just more different types of shirts and stuff out there. You could buy a Def Leppard shirt in 1990 and have the same Def Leppard shirt as, half the Def Leppard fans in your school. Whereas now you get a Big Bang Theory shirt, it could be one of 80 designs that are being made by different people.
We did figure out what to do if that ever happened. Oh. And the rule was, don't wear any of those shirts out somewhere. Find something else that the other one doesn't have. If one of us was just going over to the other one's house, then you could wear one of those shirts.
Then it's okay.
Right. And then whoever's house it was, that person had to change.
See, I could come over here with my Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock shirt on. And walk up to the front door, see you in that shirt, and go, change your shirt. And you'd have to go immediately upstairs and change your shirt.
If we were planning on leaving and going out afterwards, yes.
Oh, gotcha.
There's no need to change.
Oh, I thought no matter what.
No.
Okay. Well, that's no fun.
No, it's so you don't ever end out in public with the same shirt on.
Gotcha. So what else did we watch on TV?
Just this afternoon, we finally finished in what we believe to be a process that took longer than this entire podcast, meaning it's been going on for more than a year, we finished watching the series of seven Saw movies.
Because I rolled you, kind of suckered you into it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, let's watch all of them, because you'd seen the first one, but not any of the others, and I'd seen all of them. And you were like, yeah, sure, we can do that, and we'll just watch a movie now and then we got partway through and then started doing the podcast.
Yep, kind of how I don't listen to podcasts anymore since I've been doing the podcast.
Sure.
We stopped watching Saw. So we've made a concerted effort this first part of this year.
To get through
this
six
chronological
and seven.
Year, this 2014, mm-hmm. and we've finally finished.
Yes.
Episode. Number six was bad. But that made number seven so much better.
Yes.
Strong finish. And
so there's probably spoilers in here, everybody. Spoiler. A bunch of people get horribly mutilated or killed in overly complicated traps. That's the spoiler. That pretty much covers every movie.
Also, Cary Elwes comes back.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that.
I played the sound.
I know. Which you seemed like you thought was an enjoyable twist.
Well, I did remember you telling me. I think you told me that he comes back.
Oh, did I?
Maybe.
Maybe sometime long ago.
Or maybe I was just remembering me asking you if he comes back and you not telling me. Because I didn't really know if it was him. Like, it was obviously his character.
Because my standard...
Guy with a foot bleeding all over on the floor, right. Dragging himself along the corridor.
They took their time showing you his face.
His face, yeah. Because I asked you if it was a stunt Cary Elwes.
And my response was the same response I use whenever you ask me something like that. You'll just have to watch and see. Yeah. Because I know darn well that if I start telling you all these things, at some point you'll get ticked off about it. And then I'll blurt something out sometime and it'd be like, I didn't ask you this time. And I'll get in trouble. I'll be sent to my room without dinner. So, you made the comment partway through number seven. Wow, they're really going out with a bang on this one.
Yeah.
It's like nothing but traps. It's just like people died. Somebody died every 5 minutes. Yeah, they had a very high body count in that last one.
There was a string of, four or five side traps, kind of with random people that weren't main characters before they got into the big one.
Well, they've done that kind of before, where the one character is put through the trial where he has to go and try to say he has the opportunity to save others.
Mm-hmm.
Who are related to him or some other, somehow involved in whatever his crime is or whatever that Jigsaw goes after him. And sometimes the person doing that actually saves somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't save a damn soul because they were going for maximum carnage in the last one. Although it has the only trap in the history of the series that's done publicly.
That was cool. That was a nice
opening
twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the people behind they were in a storefront basically. And the trap went
the
on
two
and
guys
everybody and sat there and watched.
The two guys and the girl who was banging both of them.
And they decided to let her die.
Yep.
And she got sawed.
So they survived, though.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. The one guy had a nice little
slice on the chest.
Indentation in his chest.
He almost got he almost got autopsy, rib cracked open. He got a saw blade right through his sternum.
A severely weakened sternum now. He's going to have that reinforced. Put some metal epoxy in there or something.
Spackle it up.
Yeah.
So we learned that Jigsaw has had a number of apprentices. We know Amanda from earlier on.
Yep.
And Detective Hoffman now lately. And
now it is finally revealed that all along,
Dr. Gordon has been involved, which explained one of the things that I always had a question about was like, okay, I get the idea Jigsaw, John Kramer is an engineer. He's rigging these mechanical devices and everything. How the hell is he putting, a key under somebody's skin right next to their eye socket and not horribly injuring them? Because he had a doctor helping him. So they do actually wrap some things up. They explain, it takes them seven movies, but they actually wrap it all together. And there's actually two other people that are helping him as well. At the end,
his wife?
Hoffman gets grabbed by three people at the end.
Oh, the doctor,
The doctor and two others grab him.
Yeah, who are those two people?
It's revealed in the commentary.
Okay.
That those are the two guys from the beginning of the movie. The kids in the box in the public execution.
Oh.
That it's those two guys, those interesting two 20-somethings that decided to kill their horrible using user.
Horrible whore of a girlfriend.
I didn't want to say it, but go. The girlfriend.
It seemed that like had, that's where you were going
that
with
had that. Been manipulating them.
Horrible.
Both. Yes.
Yeah.
And who knows how many others, perhaps. Who knows, maybe.
But that's it. There's no more Saws.
For now, until they reboot the series in 3 years. Bounce your head off. Yeah. That's don't be surprised. They'll bring it back.
I can't believe they rebooted Spider-Man already.
Yeah. They can't.
So it's just every 5 years.
They just can't wait to recycle stuff in Hollywood nowadays. They just can't wait.
The statute of limitations on.
Well, the problem.
Letting you know, this incarnation of that franchise.
The problem, you know what the problem is?
No, what?
Is that the standard contract for studios or for like comic book companies, publishers, other entities like that, when they license out their intellectual property to the studios to be made, there's a clause in the contract that says you have to put out a new movie every so many years, or the rights to the property return to us, and we can sell it to somebody else. Yeah. Which is why you end up with, you know, 8 Hellraiser movies, most of which suck, because they just keep churning a new one out direct to DVD every 3 years. And why you reboot Spider-Man barely a decade later, because the Spider-Man property is going to revert back to Marvel if they don't. So get ready for more of that, because that's how the contracts are written. It's only a matter of time before, you know, they're wasting no time getting Batman going again. He's going to be in, you know, they just had their Batman series. Now they're going to do the Justice League stuff with, you know, they had the Man of Steel movie, and Batman's right back, another incarnation of him. Fantastic Four is being redone.
Is the new Batman going to talk like this?
No. I don't think.
Because that's the best part about Batman now.
But yeah, Fantastic Four is getting done again. Yeah. They had 2 movies a while back, and now they were like, holy crap. I don't know if it's the same studio that's doing it, but I mean, it's back again.
I'm just not going to watch any of it.
Yeah. So, whatever. X-Men, same thing, you know. They had to find a way to do that. And that's okay, actually, because the X-Men.
I never watched the first one of that.
Baby X-Men. The X-Men First Contact. What was it called? The one where they went to the past, where they showed the origins of the X-Men.
I don't know why, but I thought of Muppet Babies.
Because that was a new take on things. They had different actors, but it was familiar characters.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to see how it started. So it wasn't just a returning of the modern day group. So what you going to do? So what's up next? What did you think of Saw in general, the series? Would you watch it again?
No.
Yeah, saw that answer. I saw that answer coming. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
The thing I will say, I'm a horror movie guy, and I've seen those movies a few times, and the one thing I will say is that for all its torture porn and what, you know, people want to label it that, and you know how ridiculous it can be, and there's plot holes here and there and whatnot, I'll give it a great deal of respect for the fact that it actually weaves a complex story of interlocked characters and recurring characters that will be in the show and then one movie and then they'll be gone, but they'll come back later and they'll wrap up their story, and you know, there's a lot going on. It's not just, you know, Jason shows up and kills a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
They actually, there's a real storyline going. There's interplay between characters. And ultimately everybody gets killed. But there's a lot more to it. They, like every movie, they would set something up for the next movie.
Yeah, those Project Greenlight guys ain't no slouches.
Marcus Dunstan and Patrick Melton.
Yes, they did a good job writing. Well, except for number 6.
Number 6, and
we don't know what happened.
Number
there.
5 wasn't so hot either, but it was okay.
I already don't remember number 5.
That was the one with Rita from Dexter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh. So we're done with that. So let's see. Do you want to what horror movie series do you want to watch next?
Oddly enough, number 7 had somebody from Dexter
from the last season. Yeah. Sean Patrick Flannery,
who was also Powder.
Yeah, that's true. He's the powder blue dude. Do you want to watch another?
Oh God, what are you proposing?
Horror movie series? I don't know. I don't think I have any. I don't think I own any that's that long. Other than, I mean, Saw is the longest series I own. I don't know.
No, you don't have anything in mind?
No, nothing particular. We'll come back. We'll find something else to watch down the road. Now that we finally killed that series.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
I make a lot of murder jokes. Yeah. So, what else do you want to talk about here in our 52nd episode? Our anniversary episode. The great celebration that is us. Are we going to start having a live studio audience? That'd be inviting even more people into your home.
Ooh. One at a time is fine.
And they judge us.
Or two.
Occasionally two.
You haven't had more than two yet. That's a good thing because...
We came close to having five people on the mics at one time when we did the quiz show thing.
Yep, that's true.
But the one person,
but that was one
person bowed out.
Via Skype.
Couldn't make it. Right, but not five people. Right, not five people in the studio.
So, do you want to talk about the podcast?
Okay, we can talk about the podcast. Well, I don't have to intro everything. Mike, tell us about the podcast. Now, this could get really boring. And we realize that, and we apologize in advance. But for those of you out there who might be interested in knowing how a podcast such as ours gets done, we're going to talk a little bit about it. And if it gets really boring, I'll jump back to these.
It's not boring, Craig. It's meta.
Okay. It could be boring meta. If need be, I'll jump to this little list of 20 jokes that only intellectuals will understand. If we need to spice up the comedy.
Okay, good.
I got the fallback. I know when we're sometimes going to start sucking. I make sure we have some jokes on hand.
Why don't we start off with some questions?
Okay.
From some listeners.
From some guests, some of whom are actually listeners.
But not all of whom are listeners.
Not regular listeners. Ando. Jim. Well, let's preface this really quickly.
I should probably open that file so I can read it.
Right. And there's something that I want
to... How long have we been doing this again?
Something I want to point out. I don't know if you noticed it. I only sent you one question from each person that responded to us.
Yep.
Some people responded with multiple questions.
Uh-oh.
And I just sent the best question.
Okay.
But one thing I did notice is that, generally speaking, from each of the people that responded, the question they asked was very appropriate to them as a person. Like, this is exactly the question I would expect that person to ask. Like, Andy was a snarky a-hole. And Emily asked a very nice question about sharing your nerddom and your nerdiness.
Yeah.
Larry.
And oh no, okay, Emily's was the one that I answered seriously.
Right. Larry wrote in his response to me, "I'm drunk, so this should be fun." And then asked 14 questions.
Wow. We have to read them all.
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay, but we'll only answer one. So pick a person to start with.
For you?
I don't care.
I want to hear you answer Andy's question first.
Oh, Andy? Yeah. Andy asks, "What are 52 things you could have done on your weekends that would be a better use of your time?" I wrote my answer. I could drive over to Andy's house every weekend for 52 weeks and kick him in the junk. That would probably be about as entertaining as doing this podcast. I'd get a half hour of a high on my way over there.
Yeah.
And then I'd do it. And then I'd get a good hour and a half of like, that was satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Slept, probably.
I said that I wouldn't have done anything with the extra time anyway, so that this is a pointless thought exercise. Here, let me list 52 completely random activities. There, are you happy?
Wow.
I answered snark with snark.
Yeah, take that, Andy. Jim asks, "What's the most embarrassing thing you've done in the presence of a female?" Because Jim is a story guy. He's a storyteller. He's looking for the story.
Oh, okay. Is this to me?
Sure.
Well, Jim, I'm married, so where would you like me to start?
Wah, wah. I'm going to reveal something about myself.
Oh, boy.
I dressed in drag in high school for a skit in front of like the whole student body. So plenty of females. Somewhere out there is a photo of me in a fancy dress and a tiara.
This wasn't for like theater or whatever?
This was for like a homecoming week spirit competition skit thing.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's acceptable. That's not like that other kind of drag.
Yeah, but it's
which
also...
Which isn't acceptable.
Right, whatever. But it's also one of those things that, you know... I wasn't terribly popular in school anyway. That could have been the final nail in my coffin with the right crowd.
But yeah,
I got lucky. Pick one, go.
Okay. So Dave asks, "Who is your dream guest for the show? Feel free to not limit yourself to the bounds of reality or our current timeline."
Okay.
That's well, to you.
In this timeline, for real. I just think it'd be interesting to talk to Will Wheaton because he's got his fingers in a lot of nerdy things. That sounded terrible. But outside of bounds of reality, Lord Xenu. I'd love to have Xenu down here to
explain what the hell's up with John Travolta.
Sure. What about you?
I did not answer seriously. I said that... I'd like to spend an hour with God, grilling him with a series of what the fuck questions and not putting up with any of his usual bullshit.
Wow. dipping our toe in religion there. I don't know.
That wasn't any particular religion.
Right, right.
I didn't say it was the Christian God or the Jewish God or the Muslim God or the
Kurt
Gaia God.
Kurt asks, what did each of you learn about the other person through the podcast that you didn't know before?
Well... I said that I required to have this question in advance so that I would know to look out for things over the course of the year. Kurt obviously didn't read that memo, so no answer for him. Maybe next year.
Wow. I learned that Mike has a lot less free time than me. Like, a lot. And I want to blame Allison for that, but I can't because, frankly, I like Allison more than you.
Wow, why don't you just do the podcast with her then?
Oh, you're going to pull my gig where you walk away from the mic?
Because you can't because she's not here.
True. Who's next? What one? Pick one.
Just
Larry and Emily.
Okay, Emily.
Okay. Emily asks, what nerdy pursuit or interest that you learned about in this year of podcasting are you most likely to get into?
Besides knitting, obviously.
Sure. I would love to come over here and see you knit.
Yeah. I said, there have been times where this movie or that TV show came up in conversation, and I said on the show that I would check it out, but I've forgotten what any of those were by now. We'll see if everyone's still interested in joining the curling club when all the leftover Olympic hubbub dies down. Maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, I didn't learn about this so much in the past year, but I've taken a stab at watching some anime series.
Yep.
Since it got talked up a little bit by Ando and Josh. I've discovered that I don't like the relationship-y ones. I get through like one episode and I'm like, this is terrible. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
So next up, I'm going to try some of the action-oriented ones and see if that'll probably click a little better for me. So I'm going to try out more anime. I've seen some here and there, but, you know, haven't watched any series.
Yeah.
And Larry.
So we'll end with him and his 14 questions. The best one of which was... what does a nerd burger taste like? Is it gamey? Which I think is a great question.
I've got kind of a long answer.
No, geez.
A nerd burger smells of desperation and too much free time. Ooh. The taste opens with general nerdiness, which fills out to a broad love of games, TV, movies, comics, and a hint of cinnamon and oak. Ooh. It finishes with the willingness to put one's voice on the internet forever and a belief that your opinion matters to anyone. The aftertaste is bacon.
Ooh. Yeah, there is bacon on the nerd burger.
There's bacon on everything nowadays,
yeah.
Along with poo. Call back.
Oh, I just answered tastes like chicken.
And other questions he had was, what's that smell? Who let the dogs out? Mike, when are we going curling?
When all the Olympic hubbub there dies down.
What's your name? What's your quest? What's your favorite color? What's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? How is the IMT pain Mike doing?
Well,
I guess. Do you think I'm sexy? That was his question.
Barking up the wrong tree there, Larry.
Who the hell do you think you are? Can I get 50 Cent?
Did he spell it Fitty?
F-I-D-D-Y.
Aw.
Are you regretting the decision to make me a regular on the show?
Absolutely not.
And David Duchovny.
Why won't you love me?
Because he was drunk.
Well, he was working.
Yeah, well, right. So
that's part of his job.
Because in order to deal with those restaurant a-holes, those customers that come in and give one-star Yelp reviews because they got a parking ticket.
Well, no, that's what they all do when they're done.
Oh, okay.
They have to finish all the alcohol or it goes bad, right?
Right.
Restaurant people, please email us with verification that is, in fact, the case.
Jeez.
That was real.
Wow.
Thank you, A&W.
Wasn't quite the booger burp from Revenge of the Nerds.
No.
Oh, you want to know what I heard? I learned Curtis Armstrong was on The Nerdist. Uh-huh. And they asked him, because he gets asked all the time, I can burp louder than you. Want to have a belching contest? Blah, 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 right?
That wasn't really him.
That wasn't really him. You know what that sound was?
Oh, my God. What was it?
It was a camel ejaculating. Or the sound a camel makes when it orgasms.
Oh, I was going to say, that's the sound a camel's penis makes?
No, the sound out of its mouth. Now,
wow.
The great thing about this is, think about when that movie was made. There was no digital archives of sound effects for movies. Somebody had on tape, on reel to reel, on vinyl.
Yeah, somebody went out there with a recording equipment and a microphone with one of those enormous foam things on it.
And while a camel was getting it on,
yeah,
and recorded the camel and then cataloged it and put it in a film, in a sound effects vault somewhere, temperature controlled. And on top of it, they were looking for a sound to be, to sound like a big old burp. What's the funny sound we can use for that? And somebody had to think of that idea. You know what? I think I saw once there was a
there's a camel ejaculating.
And we've got it on tape. Jeez. So what now?
It's like a J. Peterman catalog entry. While I was on the savannah or in the desert.
Right.
During the mating season for camels, wearing my trusty whatever hat to protect me from the sun, and I heard the sounds of camels ejaculating.
God.
The whatever hat. Only $69.95. Right? That's how those went, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Is this part of the show? Or is this Frankenberger?
Hold on. Now, what did you just picture in your head?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wow, a camel mounting another camel.
Making that noise.
Getting his thing on. And except that he's a camel, except for his face is Curtis Armstrong's. That's what I pictured. Thank you, Craig.
With a can of beer in his hand. John Goodman on the stage. So what more about the podcast?
Well, so that is part of the show.
Might as well. Might as well.
Episode 52, Ejaculating Camel.
Oh, no.
No, no. Maybe. No.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
So we're supposed to tell people how we do the podcast?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay. So we went out and bought some shit.
There you go, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Wasn't expensive, really.
Not terribly.
I mean all together.
We spent money. We split the cost.
Right.
We got a mixer, microphones with stands.
Headphones. It's very easily counted in the dozens of dollars. It's not that much.
It's many dozens of dollars, but it didn't put either one of us in the poorhouse.
No.
But we did get like the microphones are kind of pricey. They're good microphones for what they are. The mixer is the lowest end. There we talked about this. It's like the best microphone like in its bracket for something like podcasting.
Right. And it's a vocal microphone.
Right. And the mixer is
it's the one that everyone uses on stage.
Right.
Anytime you ever see anyone singing in a microphone on stage that has a cord on it, it's not one of those wireless deals. Mm-hmm. It's this. So yeah, they're probably like $90-$95 a pop.
Right. And we got the mixer that's like the lowest end four channel mixer. But it served us well.
12.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's got four microphone inputs. Sorry. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. It's got all sorts of it's got all sorts of other holes that you can put plugs into.
Yeah, that's right. I wish it had more. I need to get some kind of a splitter so that I can hook multiple things up at once. Oh, that reminds me. You didn't notice something that happened last week.
Oh no.
No, it's fine.
I'm gonna get chastised.
No, what? You're not gonna get chastised. Okay. I was just surprised that you didn't notice.
What didn't I notice?
When I was demonstrating that software that doesn't work anymore.
Right.
And I was using this computer to talk to the computer downstairs that's hooked up to the TV that we just watched a DVD on.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how there's two of them now?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't...
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, well, sorry.
We have our own computer up here now.
Oh, wow. So we've upgraded even more.
Yes.
That one was on your tab, though.
Well, yeah.
Because you wanted it. You're going to be using it for other things, too.
It's mine, yeah.
Right.
But the only reason I got it is because... some nice person on eBay who had no idea of the value of that computer put it on eBay for about one third what it's worth.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ripped somebody off.
No, I didn't rip somebody off. They ripped themselves off.
Semantics, tomato, tomato, but you ripped somebody off.
I was the person who just happened to look on eBay minutes after they posted it for buy it now for a ridiculously low price. And I said, yes, that's mine.
All right.
So yeah, now I don't have to unplug.
You don't have to constantly rearrange your computer system every time you...
My HTPC downstairs, unplug it from the TV and the stereo system and then everything and haul it up here.
You pimped your rig. You pimped your overall house rig.
I pimped the studio, yeah.
Yeah.
And I did pimp that rig, too. I put a very cheap, small, yet fast, solid-state drive in it.
Oh, you voided its warranty?
It's from 2009.
Okay,
so
well, that's my colloquial term. You took it apart and DIY'd it.
Yeah. Thank you, iFixit.
There you go.
For their guide to disassembling that thing, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's Apple.
No. It's just that.
Well, it just
computer.
Well, we've talked about this though too. Is like Apple.
Oh no,
with everything getting smaller and more compact and everything, it's always like everything has to get put together just the right way, and so it's a little bit of a.
This is prior to them gluing everything together.
Oh, okay.
And putting screws on there that nobody has the screwdriver for.
Okay, so background, anyway. Jeez. So background on the podcast as well. We've made it known. Mike does the editing.
Yep.
Back when we started this whole thing up, before we actually started doing it, when we were just talking about it, do you remember the conversation we had? It was via email.
Oh, do you have that conversation?
I don't have it handy, but I remember basically where it went was we kind of were bandying the idea back and forth.
That
and
was January 8th, 2013.
It was half jokey.
Nerdburger shares a birthday with Elvis.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it kept going back and forth, and I wasn't sure if you were serious, and you sure weren't sure if I was serious. And we're like, well, what could this podcast be about? It's like we're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Just joking around. And then you made the comment, all you have to do is show up and be funny. I'll do all the technical stuff. And I was in.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, how about that?
That was the line that got me thinking, okay, we can do this because he's giving me maximum laziness. But as it turns out, I don't just show up and be funny.
I have all the
scheduling to deal with. And making sure we're coordinating what we're going to talk about so that doesn't eat up a terrible amount of time. It comes in, you know, each week there's a little discussion about topics, and then about every month or so I have to go through this round of trying to schedule people. And it usually is a week-long process of getting everybody nailed down into a spot where they can do it and where it works for us. And it's a little bit of a pain, but it happens. Some of our guests Uh-oh. Are very prompt in their responses.
Oh,
some of them take longer.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know who you are. But that's okay. If you know, some of our guests have to get clearance from the wife and have to think about their kids. And
some of our hosts understood. Have to get clearance from the wife.
Yes. Some I get that. That's fine.
In any case, we just Googled a lot. Hey, how do you do a podcast?
Yeah,
what do you need?
Believe it or not, there's a lot of information.
Holy crap, there's a lot of information to sort through.
It got to be a little daunting at one point. I remember you going like, I keep finding just like all this stuff, and you finally came to the point, because you were looking into equipment, and you came to the point where you started seeing some of the same equipment names popping up multiple times.
Yeah. And then I found a couple of guides from people who do podcasts and who made a blog post, which is what we're going to do.
Right.
If I get around to it.
I'm going to talk about...
It's not going to be episode specific. It's going to be... It'll have its own page on the web on the website. It'll be there forever.
Oh.
So this is what we use.
Just describe what the equipment and everything is.
Yeah.
Okay. And, so Brad, we haven't bored you with numbers, with model numbers and things right now. We'll put that on the website. Right.
But in the show notes as soon as Mike finds time. Today, we'll put the... I'll link you to the stuff that we found.
Oh, you still have all that resource?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good, good. So people out there who might be interested in doing a podcast, Ando.
Oh. Is he?
He's mildly interested. We'll see what happens because the guy's really busy. But it's something that he has said that he has toyed with, and he's interested to see what we had to say here. So we are lucky in that you and I have managed to have weekends where we have large enough windows of time mm-hmm. available that we can make available so that we can accommodate guests at different times.
Yeah.
When we started on this thing, it was originally just going to be you and me. That was the thought. And then I was like, well, two people, it's a little rough carrying. I didn't know if we'd be able to, you know.
Which turns out we totally can.
Well, we generally can. It's better with three.
It is.
I think three is a really good number for how this podcast
It lessens
works.
The burden on us to come up with crap to talk about.
Right. And it puts a third voice it puts a third voice in the mix for the funny.
It does.
You know, and plus you bring in it's a different dynamic. Certain different people, different guests have different senses of humor and different interests and so it works out nicely that way.
Plus, we have that third microphone.
Well, we wouldn't have bought that if it was just going to be the two of us.
We have four headphones now.
Yeah, because occasionally we have two guests in here.
Yeah,
and they share a mic. But
we should just get another microphone.
You'll convince me of that when we start scheduling two people in here on a regular basis.
Yeah. Okay. But
because it's hard enough sometimes to get get one person. Sometimes that's why we have weekends like weeks like this where it's just the two of us, although this one was planned. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. So there's the
you and I
scheduling of guests.
Right.
And there's the editing and the equipment.
That's all Mike
stuff. But then there's a whole nother aspect to this.
Okay.
And that's you need to know how to build and maintain a website.
Which is also all Mike. See now it's starting to mostly.
We went through one of those website services that kind of builds it for you.
Right, but you're still the one who dinks around with you. In addition to editing, you post the episode information up there.
Yep.
Title the thing. Put
every
the links,
Wednesday.
Put the links.
Without fail, neither rain nor sleet nor snowmageddon stopped me from posting every single week on Wednesday.
Congratulations. Very.
So now I can slack off and do it on Thursday.
Wonderful.
Or Friday or Saturday. No, it's not going to happen.
But yeah, you do all the posting and uploading and getting all the stuff linked. And so that's a whole other little level of things. And, you know, if you're going to do a podcast, that's kind of what you got to do, too.
Yep.
You can just upload it to your thing and just hope people find it with an RSS feed. And then you could have even less listeners than we have. All 11. We've got 7 reviews on iTunes. We've had 7 reviews on iTunes for over 6 months now.
You know, I like it when you upload it to my thing.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
Sorry. I have to work that into every episode.
Oh!
That's what she said.
Wow. So, yeah. Let's see. What else do I do on the podcast? I say things like, oh, jeez, to Mike all the time when he busts out stuff like that.
I did something.
What did you do?
Well, when we started this thing,
okay,
we needed, like, you know, we had to build a website.
Right.
So I just kind of, like, well, we need a logo, like mm-hmm. graphics.
That's true.
We need stuff, there's, like images.
There's a small amount of production value on our website.
Yes, we had a nice little photo shoot with...
the Nerd Burger. Yeah. The actual Nerd Burger. To answer Larry's question, if you look at the Nerd Burger on the website, it'll taste a lot like plastic and cardboard. With a little bit of cheese and bacon thrown mm-hmm. in. And you'll probably choke on a dye.
Yeah, and after you left
right
that day, I ate that cheese and bacon.
And I even took photos of the photo shoot.
Yes, you did. And we'll put those on the website. Did you send those to me already?
Yes, I did. Okay. Because Mike got all professional. He had a little light box, you know, a little white box that put everything in. He could light it all properly and professionally. I got over here and I was like, wow.
Thing that I bought to sell one thing on eBay.
And then use a second time to photograph a burger with a book and some DVDs and an bacon iPhone, and cheese and an iPhone
a circuit
case.
Board.
And
a circuit. No, there was a whole iPhone in there.
That's true. You didn't eat the iPhone, did you?
No. But I did scratch it with the circuit board.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Luckily, they replaced it like a month later. Because the button got stuck. Oh. I think the button might have got some cheese in it.
You got it.
I'm pretty sure that's why the sleep-wake button stopped working. Thank God they didn't take it apart in the store and they just handed me a new one. No, but so, yeah, I've never liked our graphics. I always intended to do something else with them.
Oh, okay.
So I figured the 1 year anniversary would be a good time to roll out
nerdburgershow.com version 2.0.
Well, the website will slowly
evolve,
turn over.
You're going to do some
into
stuff.
The new thing, but we have a new logo.
Oh, he's going to show it to me now. This is news, everybody. I had no idea. Well, no.
No, you're not going to play the news theme?
Well, it's
oh, okay.
It's
hey,
not
on,
that
hang
kind
hang
of,
hang
it's
hang
not
hang
that
hang
kind
hang
of news.
Da.
It's news to me. Oh, there we go. Okay, and
silence.
Interesting.
Craig.
And well, it's very different. What's this going to be used for?
Well, it's roughly square, right. So that's going to be the podcast thing that comes up. You know, the icon.
Okay. Is the burger still going to be on the site?
The burger will still be on the website, but it won't be part of the podcast icon because that's too much crap.
There's
going
too much
on
stuff going on. You can't really tell what it is when it's
thing anyway.
Okay, look at that. It says NB and Nerd Burger, and it's red and blue.
And
there's fadey letters and.
And it's a font that I designed myself.
Really?
Yes.
What's it called?
Nerd Burger.
The font is called Nerd Burger.
No, I don't know. It doesn't have a name.
Well, it's got to be called Nerd Burger now.
I made my own. I did the whole alphabet, too. I didn't do numbers.
Oh,
and I didn't do punctuation other than a period, but we have A through Z and a period, which we will use when it says www.nerdburger.com.
Okay, well, now I know why Mike didn't have a lot of free time this past year.
Oh, I just started working on this like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Congratulations. Well done.
I drew it in AutoCAD.
Oh, good Lord.
There is a $300 font program, make your own font, that I downloaded the free trial of.
Sure.
I opened it up and played around in it for about 20 minutes and realized that I had no idea what I was doing. And I thought, well, I don't have time to learn a whole new program in the 30 days that I have it for free. So let me just do this.
Okay, well, there you go. Gonna put an image of that up, or is that gonna be in the website stuff? Like
that'll go in
immediately.
No,
in conjunction.
I need to tweak it a little bit more. It'll go in starting with the second year of Nerdburger.
Gotcha. Well, how about that?
So that's the desktop background now for our in studio.
Cool
computer.
Yet another upgrade to the studio.
See, it's like we've got.
It's
at that.
Like we're almost professional.
I know. Like how real radio shows have their logos and stuff up on the screens.
Wow.
I know.
I feel.
That's kind of what made me do it. Was we got this monitor in here.
Permanently.
And I thought, permanently. And I thought, oh, I need to put the logo up there. And I'm like, our logo's kind of crappy. I threw that together, you know, real quick to just get something up on the internet. So I need to. Hunker down and do it right for once.
Wow. Well, now I'm feeling like...
It looks like it's going fast,
right? I'm feeling like it does.
It's high speed.
Now I feel like I don't even... Like, I do even less on the show.
Oh, come on. Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Well, there you go. Thank you liked you. It.
I liked it. I give it a thumbs up, and I press the like button. 5 meow meow beans.
Yes. Where's that bell? Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, that was 5.
Yes. Like now you had me counting it. Jeez. I saw you go through it. Could have just trusted you, but no, I had to count it for myself. God, Audience, I apologize for every stupid thing I've ever done on this podcast like that, and there's been a bunch.
I, however, don't. I stand by every stupid thing I've done.
Yeah, just every... I don't know why you people listen to me. I don't understand why Mike invites me over here. I screw up more than you do.
No.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you screwed up?
Like...
Osha, Asha, Lily, Evangeline.
No. I do it all the time. I misspoke this episode.
I have already forgotten.
Okay.
Or I didn't realize.
Well, that's nice of you.
What did you try to talk?
I talk so quickly, and I tend to, like, last week?
You stumble over your words, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, but I do it in, I guess maybe I make a bit out of it. Like when I said May instead of March, and you called me on it, and I made a big show of it. I turn it into a bit every time. Maybe that's the problem.
You need to take my lead and just kind of ignore it, and then give yourself a nice pause, and then start talking again, so that you, when I edit, I can just seamlessly piece it together, and it sounds like you didn't make a mistake at all.
Mm. Will you really do that going forward into year two?
For you?
If I make a horrendous mistake?
If you give me the opportunity to cover it up for you, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm doing even less. I'm not even making an effort to get better.
I fix and stuff I'm making, like that all the time.
And I'm giving you more to do. I need to do something more with it. I don't feel like I'm pulling my weight. And I owe you money.
Yeah, you do owe me money. Are you making a new Nerdburger Year's resolution?
Maybe. I've got to come up.
So, are we going to keep
come up with something that I can do?
Yeah, here's a question for you: are we going to make a point of acknowledging our milestones for the show, or is this a one-time thing for the hey, we've been on the air for a year, and then we'll just refer to ourselves as Nerdburger 2014, 2015, 2016 going forward, and just use the actual year? Or are we going to make a point of making a big deal out of the end of March?
I don't see why we can't celebrate.
I don't care either.
One year every time. We'll just celebrate 1 year every time. We'll make that a thing.
Okay.
But we won't celebrate, you know, every other little milestone, every other number that seems to sort of mean something. We'll just stick to a year.
That's not what I was asking.
Okay.
Well, I was saying when is our year? Is it on our actual anniversary?
Sure.
Are we only doing this the one time?
Whatever day is closest to this day right now.
Okay. You heard it here first.
And last.
I don't think we have an episode title other than Ejaculating Camel. Nerdgasm?
You could just call it the anniversary episode.
Oh, that's true.
Rather than Ejaculating Camel.
I like Nerdgasm. Jeez. No?
It's up to you.
Okay.
I leave that in your hands. We've talked about this. I vetoed you one time over the year where I said we're not using...
What was it? I'm not going to say
Rapey
it,
and Snuffy.
Yeah, that one.
And those are not Smurfs.
Well, I think it made it into the alternate episode title in Pig Latin.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as I was walking out the door, I told you we're not using that.
Aw. I had just clicked off the record button, too, and you said, I was like, can you do that again on the air? No.
No. No.
Are you almost through?
I'm done.
Do you have anything else? Because I have a surprise.
Oh, geez. Is this going to make me feel even less adequate?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
No! Oh! Okay, you have a surprise, and it's...
Now, I told you about this before.
Okay, maybe, sure.
And...
If I remember it, because I'm terrible at that.
I didn't actually tell you about it. I mentioned that there would be a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Now, I went to go and buy a frame for this 2 days ago.
Okay.
It turns out that... And now this is where Mike is a slacker factors in. It turns out that this is not a standard size.
Size, jeez. Okay.
And custom framing takes 2 weeks. So,
jeez,
I'm just going to show you. But we will do something with it.
He's pulled out his tube. A cardboard tube. All right.
I'm beating my tube against the... Hey, you started it.
And I'm finishing it. So what do you got there? Of course, the lights are off in here. Hold on.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, geez. Bright light.
Read it.
Craig and Mike, congratulations on the Nerdburger podcast. It is by far the best of all the podcasts we don't listen to. Keep up the good work. You're both donkeys. Signed by Bob and Brian.
Yes.
Who is the host of the radio program that we listen to.
From
that
Wisconsin.
We reference all the time. That we steal bits from.
And
who, content.
Who are kind of our, you know.
They're our heroes.
Well, they're not our heroes, but they're our example of.
Yeah.
Quality broadcasting.
Well, they do a good show. They do a show. They do like a 5-hour show that's just talk.
Every day.
And it's they don't play music. Nope. And they've. And they're funny and engaging and interesting. And there's other people on the show too. They've got a producer and what.
But I think the fact that
a news person and so forth.
The fact that we listen to them every day and we share that kind of consumption of their product.
Yeah.
Has contributed somewhat to our desire to do this.
Yeah, that's
would
true.
I be incorrect in saying that?
No, if okay. I didn't listen to radio or podcasts. Fairly regularly.
Well, the fact that we also listen, or well, that you also listen to podcasts, and I used to listen to podcasts, help right. get us into podcasting. But
yes,
the fact that it's similar.
So
radio.
This is going
to
go up on the wall here.
Sure.
Yeah. It's got a graphic from one of their CDs too, which is them like it's their faces anthropomorphized as donkeys,
because
calling people donkeys happens on the show quite a bit. Wow. Okay. So I've got to bring something. We got to spiff up the studio some more now that you've spiffed up the studio a bunch of them. I got to do something. I'm really dropping the ball.
Well, you did offer to bring your old TV in here.
Yeah, we talked about that at one point. My crappy
your flat screen.
The big flat screen with the giant smudgy thing on it that it's not on the surface of the screen. It's in the guts of the screen, which is why I have a new TV now.
Yeah.
It's like, you really want to haul that thing in there just to look at that ugly big smudge down the middle of it for everything we're looking at it. No.
And then I got this.
Correct.
I was allowed to use this.
Right.
Yeah.
You were given permission.
Mm-hmm.
All
so
right.
No, that was charity. I get to write that off on this year's taxes.
Good luck with that.
From the Radiothon, remember? That was one of the prizes.
Oh, right. Wow. Fun. Is that going to wrap her up?
I believe that's it
Happy
for this first year.
Happy anniversary, Mike.
Happy anniversary, Craig.
Where can they find us?
I'm not going to play it. Nerdburgershow.com, soon to be revitalized. at Nerdburgershow on the Twitters and the Facebook, also soon to be revitalized with new pictures and colors.
Colors and fabrics. Alrighty.
No fabrics on the website. No patterns. No, it's very simple,
right.
Sleek, and not using anyone else's font. Not that we were before. I think those were free fonts.
Right. Okay.
I'm forgetting something. Email us at nerdburgershow@gmail.com.
And we mean it.
We're not just saying that. And thank you
to... We might even respond to you.
Thank you to whoever that was that commented. Craig will comment back to you at some point.
I'll try to. Actually, I tried to get it to go, and the thing wouldn't log me in, and I got frustrated after trying two times, and I said, screw it. Marcus, thank you for listening to the show. I'm happy to keep calling the surface of pizza real estate. He was tickled by that.
Oh, I thought you were done. Bored feet.
On the next episode of Nerdburger, Craig introduces something brand new for the website and for the studio.
What is it?
Probably nothing.
Oh.
One week's not enough time to prep for that.
It's going
to
be a surprise?
Maybe. I'll do something at some point. Spiff up the studio anyway.
We're 1 year old!
And once again, we'd like to thank The Record Company, the band who provides the intro and outro music for our little podcast. Here's the full song that we chop up into pieces. It's called Pretty Demons. It's a fun little song. Thanks again, Chris and Record Company guys.